In South Carolina last night, Donald Trump played up his counter-programming move against the Fox debate.
From here, where do I go? Going to Iowa. What am I going to do there? Who the hell knows? We're going to raise, you know what we're going to do? We're going to raise a lot of money for the vets. That's what we're going to do.
Fox News scrambled to pull Trump back on the debate stage, using Bill O'Reilly to plead its case.
Forgive, go forward, answer the questions, look out for the folks. Just want you to consider it.
The Trump campaign has not said what veterans groups would benefit from his event tonight, but some have said thanks, but no thanks. Peter Kaufman is with the ProgressiveVoteVets.org.
Veterans are not a political prop that they can just trot out and exploit because they don't want to answer tough questions.
Trump's top competitor in Iowa, Ted Cruz, ridiculed the GOP frontrunner.
He doesn't want to answer questions from the men and women of Iowa about how his record doesn't match what he's selling.
Chris Christie faulted Trump's hair trigger temper.
This is a few days before the caucus, and the candidate who is leading in some of the polls decides in a snit not to come. That's not respectful. It's certainly not presidential.
Rand Paul has clashed with Trump at debates before.
Okay. I'd say that he's already hedging his bets because he's used to buying politicians.
Well, I've given him plenty of money.
He predicted more time tonight to discuss shrinking the size of government.
I'm concerned about the debt. I'm concerned about borrowing $1 million every minute. I'm concerned about the government leaving us alone.
Jeb Bush, running in the back of the pack here, still clings to hope.
Can Jeb Bush be a surprise story here on caucus night?
Yes, since the expectations are so low.
Well, you have succeeded there, Governor.
Mission accomplished.
Rumors have run wild all day about a possible last-minute truce between Fox and Trump. Scott, moments ago, Trump's campaign manager told us, quote, Mr. Trump is not participating in the Fox News debate.
Seems clear. Major Garrett, thanks very much. CBS News, by the way, will be carrying tonight's Trump event on our 24-hour digital news service, CBSN. It's available on all devices at cbsnews.com.